Hello, everybody. Welcome to Jumping in an Elevator, the podcast where I full stop. A special shout out today goes to Savannah and Chainsaw. Now, do I both? Yeah, I do both. I have some tips for you both. Financial advice. So tip number one is for Savannah. I would say, Savannah, consider gold bars. Yeah. Consider like getting some gold bars and putting them in a safety deposit box. My dad randomly said that one time on a call and I was like, what are you even saying? Who buys gold bars? Like, I can't even remember what this was about. I think it was like me having dramas with interest rates, which that's the tip for Chainsaw. But yeah, he was like, maybe you should just get gold bars. And I was like, people don't do that. And then I Googled it and I was like, oh my God, people actually do that because gold is like a reliable thing that stores value. Bro, I don't know. He was just saying shit. So it runs in the family, clearly. And the other tip that I had for Chainsaw was shop around for your interest rate on your bank account, because banks, because you might have like a really low standard rate, and then there might be a bank that has a low standard rate, but then there's a bonus rate, and then like if you put in $500 a month, then you get the bonus rate. So it could be like 1%, and then they give you another like 1.5% interest. And like 2.5% interest is pretty good. Like that's some coffees every month. Who yassed? Who yassed? Raise your hand if you yassed about a free coffee on interest rates, but then you have to pay tax on the interest. And people forget that. People don't declare the income from their interest in their tax return. You're going to prison. You're going to jail. That's what Shakira did. Shout out to Shakira. So today I'm sitting on the floor in my like recording room, and I'm doing this because I wanted to talk about some of the pictures that I've got on the wall of recent times. So if you're listening, I will describe them to you. We have a group pic of Blackpink. Blackpink. Blackpink in your area. Blackpink in my area? That's crazy. I bought this one from the K-pop shop in Melbourne. What's it called? Happy Town. Oh my God, shout out to Happy Town. I love Happy Town. Happy Town K-pop store on... I want to say that it's Little Bourke Street. Like they get every album. They have everything in there. And then they also have like these like custom prints or like backdated prints that they redo. And they have really good like photo cards and everything. Like I think I also, do I have some photo cards here? I swear. Hang on. I know there's one here. Yep. Kim Lip in front of a red velvet staircase. And also pop, 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 you want it, Neon. So we have Blackpink, and then we got La Rosalía. Yeah, and then we've got Red Velvet. I don't know which era that is. I think that's like OG album or maybe second album. And then we've got FKA Twigs, Spice Girls, Brie Runway, Rina Sawayama, and Pablo V. Tar. And then I added some Lana Del Rey, Christina Aguilera, Pinup Era, Candyman, Sweet Sugar, Candyman. She was on some shit. Like, she was getting it done when she went into the studio to record Candyman. What a classic. And then there's another Blackpink. I don't know how high this frame goes. There's Blackpink, and then another Brie Runway, Tinashe, Charlie, XCX, Charlie. I actually DM'd Charlie on TikTok. Oh my God. I think I spoke about this on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, how Charlie followed me and I freaked out. And then a couple of days ago, I had two spritzes, which for me is like crazy. Like I have such a low tolerance to alcohol, like one spritz and I'm ready to fucking, I don't know, start a rumor about anything. Two spritzes, I'm like, let's DM Charlie XCX. So did that. No reply. That's fine. Who else have I got here? Arca, Beyonce, and Pink. I don't know if you can't see those, but they're behind me. So basically, in the last, I want to say 12 hours. How many hours was 12 hours? Maybe 24. I've had another controversy. It's PB&J Gate on TikTok. Lord. As we know, I struggle. Yeah, I really do. I struggle with TikTok because people just say anything and sometimes there's not much cognition with the thoughts and the saying anything, okay? So yesterday I made a TikTok about how when I was younger now, Miley Cyrus, when I was younger, the first time that I was like, oh, Americans are not doing what I thought they were doing was the peanut butter and jelly sandwich situation. Sandwich. Yeah, sandwich with a G. Bitch. So I thought when I was watching like Daddy Daycare or like other movies and TV shows, when they were having like PB and jelly, can I get one PB and jelly sandwich? I thought that they were doing peanut butter and jelly. Now, jelly in Australia is like that gelatinous moment in the cup, like a jelly cup sort of situation. So I made a TikTok about that, how I was disappointed to find out that they were not actually putting jelly in the sandwich, because I was like, that's crazy. Like, they're so crazy in the States. Like, they're just so wild. They just do anything. Like, they put jelly in the sandwich. That's so fun. Like, I want that. And then I found out it was jam. And that was disappointing. So I made a TikTok about that. And the comments are not mad. People replying like, jam and jelly are two different things in the States. I'm like, I know. That's why I said that. Bro. So there's apparently three different things in the States. You have jam, you have jello, and you have jelly. Jello in the States is jelly in Australia. Jelly in the States doesn't exist in Australia. Jam in the States is... Wait, now I'm confused again. Jam here. Wait. So their jello is jelly. Jelly there is like jam with no fruit in it, which is like, what the fuck is that? So I guess their jam is like our jam, but we don't have their jelly. And they, yeah. So I guess their jam is like marmalade. Marmalade. Can I get marmalade sandwich? Paddington slay. Paddington loves marmalade, right? Or am I just saying shit? And what? That wouldn't be abnormal for me to say shit. So yeah, I had that controversy. So I think I'm going to lock down District 13, which is my TikTok account, because I'm President Coin. Pan Am today, Pan Am tomorrow, Pan Am a few days ago when I thought I witnessed a mafia kidnapping. Yeah. Are we going to talk about that? I don't know if that's wise for me to talk about that. Let's just say I'm in my being vigilant era. Like, I'm seeing shit. And I think I'm going to stop doing that. It seems like people who don't pay attention to anything and don't think and don't really participate in cognition, they seem to have a better time. So I think I'm going to start doing that. But it's so hard for me. Like, it's so hard for me because I love to look at shit. Why are there bubbles going past my window? Like, get a job, find some employment. That's another thing I'm really enjoying saying. When I see like couples doing PDA, not KDA, kills, deaths, assists. They're doing PDA on public transport. I'm like, get a job, like find some employment. Find a steady income. Stop doing PDA on the tram. It's weird. Speaking of kills, deaths, and assists, Overwatch 2 this week. Who yassed? Who yassed? I know I did. I'm very excited for Overwatch 2. I've been trying to convince people to play it, and they're like, no. I'm like, but it's cross-platform, cross-progression. Like, you can carry over your skins from Overwatch 1. They're like, okay. And I'm like, stop flopping and play the goddamn game. Ugh. And I will be playing Overwatch 2, it's true. because I have something to prove. Like, I'm a gamer and people forget that. Yes, I play Fortnite with the Ariana skin. Yes, I play Overwatch as D.Va and Ashe. Who else do I play as? D.Va, Ashe, Junkrat, McCree, or Cassidy, sorry, and Zarya. And then if I'm playing support, like it's Moira or Lucio or sometimes Anna or Mercy, I do it all, right? I do it all. I do it all. I do it. I do it. I do it. Do it. Boom, boom. I also play Genshin. I haven't played Genshin in probably like 2 weeks because I had a scandal on there. And the scandal is that I wanted Zhongli. And I actually paid money to get the wishes for Zhongli because my pity was like 50 or something. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I want him. I want him. And then I pulled for him, lost the 50-50 and got Mona. Okay. And then that pissed me off. So I stopped playing for 2 weeks, but I'll be back. I'll definitely be back. Streets are saying that Ayaka is going to have a rerun in like 2 patches time, which is of interest to me because I am an Ayaka main and I would love some constellations. So I'm playing that, and then what else am I playing? I'm playing Last FM. I love playing Last FM. I love it. Love it. I love keeping track of my music and seeing what other people are doing, like convincing my friends to download Last FM and then just keeping tabs on what they're streaming. It's fun. There's so many bubbles going past my window. Like, I'm interested in the consistency of these bubbles. Like, are these bubbles like detergent bubbles, or are these bubble bubbles, like sticky, thick bubbles? Keep it sticky, icky like lip gloss. Oh, who just beeped? Who yassed? It's probably the mafia. What else has been going on? I've been running. I've been flossing, yeah. No, I've been running, and I did a 6K yesterday like it was nothing. Like it ain't nothing, nothing. I put Crash Deluxe on and I just ran. And that was so kind of franta of me. Oh my God, one of these bubbles is about to hit like this power line. I want to see some drama. Set the power grid off. Actually, the night of the Rebecca Black concert, which maybe, how many weeks ago was that? Maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago. I have no concept of time, as we know. I got back to my apartment and then maybe 2 minutes later, the power went out. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. And one of my neighbors, she came back from the club, like in that after the 2 minutes. So I guess 5 minutes after I came back, and she couldn't get in the building because the power was out. Because the door was broken because the power was out. So she had to go stay at a friend's house. And I was like, oh my God. That's crazy. That could have been me. But it wasn't. But it wasn't. I'm so Lindsay Lohan like that. Just my luck. But when she's lucky, like that's so me. Also, my taste is not back still. Like, I know we were thinking that it will come back soon, but it's not. Mind you, I feel like I'm getting random categories of smell back. Like yesterday, I was walking past a restaurant and I could smell seafood. I was like, bitch, that's seafood. Like, I know seafood. One thing about me is I know what seafood smells like. Like, I just know that. And I smelled it and I was like, that is seafood. And it was, because it was a seafood restaurant. So I can smell seafood. But I had salmon for lunch and I couldn't smell that or taste it. So there's like no consistency. At least I got one sniff. But then I bought my favorite banana donut and didn't taste like anything. Couldn't smell it. It's actually a disaster. PR disaster. Rina Sawayama, hold the girl. Who yassed? Everybody did. Everybody yassed. I can hear you yassing as I talk. That day was crazy. We had Hold the Girl release. We had two baddies, one Porsche. and then we had the Blackpink album. Why don't we have a little chat about that quickly? So let's start with Blackpink. Pink Venom, Shut Down, classics, immediate classics. Happiest Girl, Randomly Grew on Me. Type of Girl, sure, why not? Like, I'm going to pop my P word to that song. And I have been doing that. I love the shutdown dance. It's fun. It's sassy. I love the, like, aggressive shutting thing, like how they shut the roller door. That's so fun. Like, they knew what they were doing. That's me shutting down my TikTok, shutting the fucking blast doors on District 13 after PB&J gate. Oh, that pissed me off so much. And for what? Like, I should not be getting mad about that. But then I was seeing, like, some absolutely brainless takes about other stuff on TikTok, and I'm like, this is scary. This is, like, the average TikTok user. I don't know if I want them seeing my videos. Like, they just wouldn't get it. It's scary. Yeah, and some little rat. So I've been posting dancing videos on TikTok again because I don't give a fuck. I mean, I do anything, say anything, post anything, wear anything, go anywhere era. Hello, we just had the Panasonic and I was locked in the house for 2 years. I'm like Cinderella now. Like, I'm going to do fucking anything. I'm going to go to the ball and wear the fucking slipper. Fight me, bitch. Sorry, that was aggressive. I had a really big coffee today and then I haven't had any food besides the banana donut, which I couldn't taste anything and it pissed me off. And then I saw a fucking pitchfork review of Teenage Dream and they gave it a 6.5. Oh, I nearly started swinging. I fucking threw the monitor out the window. I was like, you're joking. 6.5? I know you want to be edgy. 5 number one hits on that album. And it's not even just like the more number one hits, the higher the score. Because just because you have hits doesn't mean that the album flows or I guess is a good album. But that album is fantastic. And it's also like such a moment in that genre. So then to give it a 6.5, I'm like, did you get the clicks? Did you get the views? Did you get the engagement? And that reminds me of Hold the Girl because I gave Hold the Girl 6.8. I'm like, no, that's at least an 8 out of 10. It's weird. It's getting weird. Yeah, it is. So I enjoyed the Blackpink album. Two baddies, one Porsche. Oh, I love that dance. Actually, sorry. Yeah, that's what I was saying about the TikTok thing. I posted a two baddies dance and the caption was like, just got back from dance class. And someone was like, maybe you should get a refund. And I was like, oh, I know you're not saying anything. I know you're not saying anything. So I was just like, what do you mean by that? And they're like, oh, nothing. I was like, I know you're trying to be funny by being mean, but like wrong bitch, wrong day. Okay. Ugh. The rage when I saw that and I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to come for them. Like, I'm not. I'm just going to be like, what do you mean by that? So if you're listening to this, count your blessings because I have like a document of reads available at any second. Reads that I don't post, but reads that I think of when I see like this kind of shit. And I was ready to post, but I didn't. And I'm so like saintly like that. So count your blessings because I won't do it again if I see you. And I remember your face. And then two baddies dance. Two baddies, one Porsche. Na na na, do 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 do. When that music video came out and I posted like a tweet being like, guys, what the fuck? And it was like a video of Taeyong dancing. And then all the Taeyong stan accounts were like, get in line. They were all like, me first. Da, 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 da. And I was like, you're so real for that. So I think Taeyong is my bias in NCT 127. And I know that Mark was stressed when I posted my dancing cover. Like, he was so stressed. He was so stressed. He called up SM and he was like, we need to be watching out for this guy. Either get him in NCT Australia or we need to just watch out because he's coming for us. And it's true. I am. But yeah, I love that music video. I love that album as well. Got some solid runs in. Ariana Grande, when she's in the studio, got some solid runs in. It's a good running album. But then there's like some slow songs in the middle, which I was skipping to get to the more upbeat ones. Because I can't run my, like, you know, 4 minute 30 kilometers for 6 kilometers if I'm doing a slow song. It just doesn't work like that. And then let's talk about Hold the Girl. So Hold the Girl. I did a little like track by track review on TikTok. This was the day that it came out. But let's go through the track listing now and I'll give you my thoughts on each track. And then you can go and listen if you haven't listened already. And if you have listened, you know what I'm talking about. Minor Feelings. I enjoyed like the intro to the album. I thought it was like vibey. It put you in the mood. And it just got me hyped because I was like, oh, she's going to serve. And she did. Hold the Girl title track, obsessed with it. Like the motorbike at the start. When you hear the motorbike at the start of Arena song, like you know it's going to be a hit because she did that with another one. What other song has a motorbike at the start? Something from... I know that there's another Rina single that has a motorbike at the start. Is it Paradisin? Paradisin. But something on Sawayama does. Anyway, so Hold the Girl title track. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the... Hold the girl. Hold the girl. This hell. Yeah. 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 That's a hit. That's a smash. Deserved more. What's new? The Billboard 100 should have debuted top 10. Didn't, because, dare I say, tasteless. You've had that Morgan whoever album and tracks in the top of the charts for how long? You're joking. Like, you're playing games. Let's be serious for once on this chart. I think people forget that the Billboard Hot 100 chart only tracks streams and purchases and radio like airplay from the States. So it's like when a Europe girly doesn't debut high, they're like flop. And it's like, no, obviously they're going to have lower streams in the States. That's not their like region. That's not their core audience base. That's why it's like such a big deal when a European girly or like an Australian girly gets a song high on the chart. That's a big deal. Because they're serving international vibes. Actually, that reminds me. I want to see Troy Sivan's history on the Hot 100. Because I feel like he definitely has some hits. But I just know they should have been higher. So let's have a look at that. Hot 100, Troy Sivan. So hold the girl. Burner, hold the girl. All right. His highest charting song was Youth, and it peaked at 23, and then we had You at 58. Like, this is ridiculous. Let's be serious, Billboard Hot 100. Like, My at 80, that's a top 20 song. I'm So Tired at 81, like the delusion. Ugh. Youth should have been top 10. It was on the chart for 18 weeks. That's impressive. What's another one that I'm thinking of, like a good example? Ava Max. Ooh, that's like Ava Max is my best friend, as we know. Ava Max. I'm always doing Ava Max promo. Actually, I need her on the wall. I know exactly what picture I want with the Ava Max cut, the President Coin cut. Let's see, Billboard, because I know she stays at the top of the European charts forever, endlessly. Sweet But Psycho peaked at 10. That's pretty good. Kings and Queens, 13. My Head and My Heart, 45. My Head and My Heart. That deserved top 20, 100%. You know what I would be interested in? Spice Girls' performance on the Hot 100 chart. I'm not across that. Let's add it to the lexicon. Spice, that's not even the right word. Spice Girls. Hold the girl. Oh, imagine if Rina did a Spice Girls sample or a Spice Girls cover. Don't. Rina, oh my God, imagine if Rina covered Too Much. The collapse. So, Wannabe got to number one in 1997, Taste. To Become One was number four. Say You'll Be There, number three. Too Much, one of my top three favorite songs ever. One of my top three favorite songs ever. That's one of them, 100%. My most streamed song is Applause. Actually, no, Applause is also one of my top three songs. I don't know what the third one is. My second most streamed song is Womanizer. But I kind of have been streaming that too much recently. So I'm a little bit like, I'm skipping it. Because I've just done too much Womanizer recently. But I don't know if I'll put that in my top three ever. But definitely Applause and Too Much. So then Stop got to 16 in 1998. So these are like huge numbers. And the Spice Girls were huge. But they still only had one number one. And the other ones were 3, 4, 9, 18, 16. So even an act that big struggled to get high on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Anyway, back to Hold the Girl. Catch Me in the Air. So Catch Me in the Air. She said vocal range. She said, let's do some runs. Let's go in the studio and do some runs. I love that song, of course. Forgiveness. Okay, this run here, Forgiveness, Holy To You Let Me Go, Your Age, Imagining, Frankenstein. These are my classics on this album. Like, I love these ones together. I made a discovery that the start of Forgiveness, which I will play for you right now. That sounds like the start of Candy Crush, which I will also play for you right now. When I put two and two together, everyone was so scared about that. Candy Crush music. It's going to give me an ad, isn't it? All right. Like, I blew that case right open. Nancy Drew who? Nancy Drew me. She did Drew me. In drawing class, I was the model and Nancy drew me. Who yassed? Nancy did. So I like Forgiveness, which is like, forgiveness is a winding road. Down, down, down. When I was reading reviews of Hold the Girl, a lot of them were saying, I don't like how she like did so many like changes in the song. It like mashed together too many types of music. And I was like, it's because you don't get it. You don't get it. That's the point. She's like mashing all these things together. It's supposed to be like working through something. And I love that she did that. I love it when songs change tempo or like pitch or style. Did somebody say N-Mix? Did somebody say N-Mix? Big wave. Big wave. Go listen to N-Mix. N-Mix. Dice. I love Dice. But it's literally like three songs in one. But that's nothing new because they do that every time. It's the whole concept of their group. Like, I still get whiplash. It feels like I'm Sandra Bullock in Gravity when the fucking ship is flying around and she's spinning around inside, like in a washing machine. Speaking of washing machines, God, I'm so done with my washing machine. Like, do something right. Do something right for once. Actually, no, the washing machine's not even the problem. The dryer is the problem. Like, it just fucking lies. It's like, has all these modes. And then, for example, if I put it on extra dry and I put, like, some shirts in there, it'll spin for a bit and it'll be like, done. And I go look and they're still wet. Like, what do you mean? These are just wet and warm now. It's infuriating. So then I have to use the timed one. But the timed one, you can only do 10 minute or 30 minute. Like, you can't set your own timed interval. God, the fucking dryer. The washing machine's actually pretty good. I take back the washing machine slander. Also, that's another thing about this not being able to smell debacle. The other day, I thought I could smell dog shit. And I was like, don't. because last time, this was pre, like, smell loss, I could smell dog shit, and it's because I had dog shit on my shoe. So then I've been, like, phantom smelling things. So the other day I could smell dog shit, and I was like, what the fuck? So there's dog shit. There must be dog shit on my shoes. So I checked all of my shoes. No dog shit. So what's that about? Did some random dog, phantom dog, just come in and shit in my apartment? Why can I smell dog shit? Dog shit and seafood. That's it. Allora. Back to Hold the Girl. Hold the Girl streamings are now. Holy till you let me go. I remember I read on that, because on Spotify it gives you like artist notes. It said that she wanted it to sound like a rave in a cathedral with like the dripping pipes and the echo and like the walls and that kind of stuff. And it does. Like it does sound like that. Let's pick a section. Maybe like midway through. Yes. Oh. That's so like rave in a warehouse. And one thing about me is I'm going to go to a rave in a warehouse. Of course, I love that song. Also, the lyrics on that one, I was like, oh, you're kind of onto something. Like, you're kind of onto something with this one. Because she, a lot of Rena's music talks about her experiences in school and that kind of stuff. And we have some similarities in terms of the schooling situation. Because I think she went to a Catholic school as well. Anyway, next song, Your Age. Yes. That's so Pharrell, playing the like four, same thing four times at the start of the song. But I love this one. It's a classic, immediately imagining. I'm imagining. Let's get to the yelling part. Who yassed? Who yassed? Who yassed? You did. That's right. Oh, Frankenstein. This bit here. Yes. I used that at the start of my Scream YouTube video, which let's talk about that for a second. Yeah. I wasn't sure how that video was going to go because it's horror. Like it's a horror movie and not everyone gets around horror. And it was tricky for me to do that video and not get age restricted or demonetized because it's a horror movie. So if you watch that video, you'll notice that I only really used one clip of the entire movie, and it's just when they're driving the car down the road and Red Right Hand by Nick Cave is playing, which great song, by the way. Also, I just fucking love that movie. That movie's so good. And the rest of it is just screenshots. And then there's no like screenshots with heaps of blood or gore in it. And it was a little bit genius of me because it like went through all the filters and everything and was fine. So shout out to me for just slaying. And then that video was trending. Got to like 25 or something, which, yeah, I have some thoughts on the trending tab. Like, I think it's a little bit bullshit. Like, how does that trend? But then, for example, the Pretty Little Lies videos, which got like 400,000 views in a day, didn't trend. Whereas this was like 200 in a day or 150 in a day. Like, how does that make sense? But then also, maybe my videos are trending now because not many other people are uploading. That could be a reason. Also, I've been seeing, again, I've spoken about this before, but like people talking on TikTok. Oh my God, the fucking shit you see on TikTok. People being like, YouTube's dying. YouTube's dead. Like YouTube is over. I admit YouTube's in like a lull of sorts because obviously if a new platform like TikTok appears in 2018, 2019, gains massive popularity during the pandemic, of course people are going to want to post on TikTok because it's the thing to do. Right? If anything, YouTube should have died off faster because TikTok was just coming out of nowhere so quickly. But it's just like, I don't see TikTok and YouTube as competitors. I do, but also no. I think TikTok and Instagram are more direct competitors than TikTok and YouTube. I would say YouTube and Twitch are closer. Whereas like TikTok is trying to compete with Twitch as well with the live gaming stuff, but I don't know if it is the same. They're just kind of funneling money into it to take people away from Twitch, but YouTube's also doing the same thing. Anyway, just saying anything at the moment. But yeah, YouTube's different. I would say YouTube videos, how do I phrase this without being sassy? I think there's different... I'm not saying that people who make TikToks do less work. I'm saying YouTube takes a different kind of approach, which may require more like behind the scenes work, if that makes sense. What I mean is, with YouTube, if you're like making these like 20, 30 minute videos, you're researching, you're writing, you're filming, you're editing, right? Whereas on TikTok, there is still work involved, but I feel like not as much work. So that's why I don't think they directly compete, because TikTok can't compete with YouTube's like longer section, which is what I said months ago. Like months ago, borderline a year ago, I said YouTube should have invested more in longer form video, because if people are going to watch short videos, they're just going to go on TikTok and do it. But they, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, they can't compete with YouTube's long form. So YouTube should have invested more in long form rather than shorts, or shats, as I call them. I refuse to upload a YouTube short, and I stand by that. Also an IG Reel, never. Never. How do we even get to talking about this? But I'm not done. I'm not done. So everyone's like, oh, YouTube's dead. Do you think that Google is going to let YouTube die? Let's be serious. Let's be real for a second. Think about the monopoly that YouTube has on long-form content that isn't produced. They're not going to let that go. If anything, I think now would be a good time to start a YouTube channel, because there's less people starting now than there was like maybe 3-4 years ago. Market's somewhat less saturated, still saturated, but less than what it was. So in my professional opinion, I would say if you want to start YouTube, now would be a good time, because I don't think it's going anywhere. But that's just my 2 cents. That's my 2 slays. But yeah, I'm interested to see what will happen with Instagram. Instagram is no friend of mine. You know what I mean? Like, for me, Instagram's just messaging, posting some cute little pics, and seeing what everyone's up to on stories. I don't really check TikTok stories, but maybe that's just me. Maybe I will later. So Frankenstein by Rina Sawayama, I enjoy this one because it's so like, I would say it's the next most hype song on the album behind This Hell. So here's the center of the song. Who Yassed? So fun. Hurricanes, oh, I love Hurricanes. Send My Love to John, don't. Don't. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. Like, no. No. She knew what she was doing putting that song on the album. Like, she knew. She was sick for that. It's a great song, though. Phantom, a classic. And To Be Alive, another excellent song. So how many singles did we have before release? We had Hold the Girl, This Hell, Catch Me in the Air. That's 3. Hurricanes is 4. Phantom is 5. And I think the album ended up coming out 2 weeks after it was supposed to come out. So I think we got an extra single. Was it just the one extra single? I think so. We got one more single than we were supposed to get before launch. I think Phantom was a promotional single. So which ones were like singles? This Hell, Catch Me in the Air, Hold the Girl. And then was Hurricanes and Phantom promotional singles? I think so. That was such a good day for music when they all came out. That, Two Baddies, and the Blackpink album. Blackpink. And I've learnt the dances to Shut Down, Pink Venom, Two Baddies. Two Baddies, One Porsche. My dance teacher posted that she's going to be teaching Loco. Loco. Big Slay. Big Slay. Two Baddies, One Slay. Who you asked? You did. Exactly. Exactly. In terms of updates on my YouTube stuff, The Lost rewatch, gone fantastic. Enjoying that show. There's just so much good content in there. My God. The fact that people haven't watched YouTube, watched Lost before, boggles the mind. And they're like, I don't want to watch it because I don't know the ending. Did you watch Game of Thrones? Interesting. And like, I have fond memories of Game of Thrones, even though I didn't enjoy the ending. That's not to say I didn't enjoy the ending of Lost. I did. But I think you can enjoy Lost and not like the ending and then not think it's a waste. Do you know what I mean? Wait, I need to update you all on the bowling. So I've been bowling a few more times and I've gotten so bad. I don't know what the fuck has happened. But my last podcast, I had recently got like a 139 or something like that. My last two like rounds of bowling, I did 70 and then I did 65. What the fuck? That's so bad. That's so embarrassing as well. Like, it was chilling. It was like chilling when I got 70 and then I got 65 in the next round. Like, if anything, it should be going up, not down. Ugh. So that scarred me a little bit. Also, update on my scooter ick. I think I mentioned how scootering has given me the ick. Not anymore. Like, I scooted around. Like, if I walk to the gym, it takes me like 35 minutes. If I public transport to the gym, it takes 25 minutes because these trams love to go slow and love to be late and love to do just rogue shit and just go on a fucking route for some reason and you have to get a connecting one. If I scoot, it's like 10, 15 minutes. So I've been scooting. Yeah, I've been scooting. And I kind of lost the novelty for the scooters because I see them around all the time. But then I had like family members in Melbourne like a week ago and I caught up with my uncle and I mentioned that I scooted to like meet him. And he was like, what? You scooted? That's so fun. And then he was like, are you scooting back? And I was like, I can. And then he whipped out the iPhone and was recording me scooting away on the scooter. And I was like, wait, that's so fun. I guess like the scooters are fun. Maybe I'll be in my like scooter ownership era. I was nearly in car ownership era. I don't know. I was just kind of doing anything. This was this last week or the week before? I think this was the week before last week. I was just in chaotic like mode and I nearly bought a car. What the fuck? My whole thing is like I don't buy anything unless I do thorough research, and that's the inner stinge in me. Like I don't buy anything on a whim. I don't even fucking buy chocolate on a whim. Like I'm going to research which one is better. So I don't know what I was doing. I think I was just, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, like I don't know. But, oh, that's a cute bird. Hey, bestie, how are you? Okay, it just flew away. Okay, like I got it. Like I get what you're saying. There was something else I wanted to touch on. Wait, no, I wrote it down for once, which is new for me. Actually writing things down and following my thoughts and not just saying anything as it comes to my head. Where is this thing? Here we go. US KFC was disappointing. I forgot to mention this when I talked about going to the States. But I had KFC in the airport at LAX before I hopped on the plane. Hopped on the plane at LAX with my KFC and my bowel issues. The KFC was, I didn't enjoy it because, like, I get KFC here. I might fucking get KFC for lunch. Oh, you're joking. That's such a good idea. I was literally just thinking, like, what the hell am I going to have for lunch? Because I got up early today, would you believe? I'm trying to fix my sleep schedule. Usually I go to bed at like 2 and then wake up at like 9, 10 and then I just slow, like sluggish until I have my coffee and then I'm like, oh, I might as well have lunch and then blah, blah, blah and then it's already afternoon. Disaster. But I got up early today, did some work this morning, did some banking, looked at some savings accounts to try and find better interest. And yeah, I was like, what am I going to have for lunch? Because I'm hungry. I'm going to get KFC, bitch. Like, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to do it. So KFC here, you have so many options, right? I love a little chicken tender. So, like, no bones. And I'll get, like, a 3 or 4-pack tenders. And then they give you, like, popcorn chicken on the side and then, like, some chips and... what else do they give you? Sometimes like a coleslaw. And like that's delicious. Like that's delicious. So when I saw the KFC in the airport, I was like, oh, let me slay some tenders pre-flight. Get in the line. Get to the self-serve. What? Like the menu is completely different. And I was like, okay. Like I didn't want to be messing with bones. Because I was in the airport, so many disgusting services around, and I'd been touching shit. And even though I, like, obviously sanitized, I wasn't gonna risk it for a biscuit, literally, because they're like, and biscuit. But then their biscuit is like a bread roll, bro. What? Confusing. So I was like, I'll just get chips, because, like, in Australia, like, I know the KFC chips are fantastic. Like, they're gonna slay. So I was like, some chicken salt chips before my flight. That's going to be so delicious. I get the chips. And they're bad. Like, they're bad. Like, they were bad. There was some cooked in some weird oil. It was like the crunch was, like, weird. Like, it was just weird. And, like, they weren't salty at all. Like, there was no salt on the chips. What's that about? If you're a citizen of the States, I implore you to have KFC in Australia when you come here and then compare and see if you think it's better. I remember being shocked at the like the meal options as well, but I don't know if that was just because it was in the airport, so they had less options, so the ones that they had were just the easiest to make ones. Let's see. KFC USA menu. Did somebody say just eat? Ding zwang, ring a ding 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 zwang. Okay, so 2-piece chicken, double-licious, KFC famous bowl and a pot pie. That I remember seeing that and I was like, what? What is a famous bowl? Like, what do you mean famous bowl? What is that noise? Hang on. There's some weird shit happening in this building. I feel like it's mafia related, but as we know, I can't talk about that. Maybe I'll Google KFC USA versus Australia. This is why Australian KFC is so much better than American KFC. Okay, I'm already interested in this BuzzFeed article. Ingredients, blah, blah, blah. Don't just offer fried chicken. We have burgers. Do you not have burgers in KFC USA? I think so. Also, you probably have noticed, but when I'm referring to something happening in the USA or like something that I read or something that I interacted with, I'm saying United States of America or the States, because I remember, like, I used to say in America and then someone canceled me because they were like, you can't just say that don't say America if you just mean the United States of America. I was like, okay, point taken. You don't have twisters. Oh, my God. You don't have twisters? A twister's like a wrap, but you also don't have Nando's. Like, how are you getting your chicken wraps? That's so scary. Does Popeyes? Popeyes? I'm getting Popeyes. What's the other one? What's the Chick-fil-A? Hey, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Do you want anything? A twist is like a tenders wrap with like some coleslaw and stuff in there, and you can get like a supercharged one which has like spicy sauce. Mmm. Delicious. KFC Australia has Wicked Wings. Do you not have Wicked Wings? They're nice. Hot and spicy chicken. Hot rods. I don't think you have, don't have popcorn chicken either. Or a go bucket. Go bucket is like chips in a bucket and they put some chicken on the top and they got like a lid on it. And it's literally like $4. Or like, yeah, $4. And $4 Australian is, I mean, the dollar is disastrous right now, but it's like $2 would be $3. So like around $2.75 or something. Because the Australian dollar is flopping right now. I was considering going on a little trip, a little jaunt to New York, so I could recreate that scene in Glee when they're like running around singing that New York song, not that one, the other New York song, the Madonna one. I'm going to stream that today 100% on my way to KFC. On the fucking scooter, bitch. But then the dollar is just doing so badly, so that wouldn't really be a good financial decision. Maybe I'll do it anyway. Who cares? As I said, doing anything, say anything, go anywhere, wear anything. But the dollar flopping is not necessarily bad for me, because the way YouTube works is the conversions and the ad rates and stuff are based on US dollars. So when the Australian dollar is performing badly, the conversion from US dollars to Australian dollars is better. So then it's just better for me. It's just better. Like, sorry, everyone else in the country. Like, couldn't be me, though. But then when it's the other way and the Australian dollar is doing really good and the economy is doing really good, I'm like, oh, okay, sure. I love it when the economy is doing well. Like, I love it. I don't. But, yeah. That's so ridiculous. I'm not plotting on the downfall of the economy, okay? Everyone calm down. KFC sliders, haven't really had that before. Combo boxes. Oh, surely you have combo boxes. Like the Zinger Stacker. Zinger, you don't have Zinger Burgers? Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting... Oh, wait, what's that thing called? I was about to shut the thing and then I saw KFC Crusher. Oh, that, these don't exist anymore. KFC Crusher were crushed ice thick shakes that came in four flavors: mocha, golden gay time, cookies and cream, and chocolate cornetto. That must sound like a different language to you. Golden gay time and chocolate cornetto. Golden gay time is like a ice cream, and it's like a caramelish type ice cream with like biscuity pieces around the outside. It's absolutely delicious. And they like fucking pulverized that and put in a thick shake. It was delicious. But then I remember one time in high school, one of the other Michaels, yes, there was three Michaels in the year group. It was actually annoying that there were other Michaels in the year group. Like, that's my name. Why do you have my name? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, one of them worked at KFC and he said that, I feel like he was just in the mood to lie. And he was just telling people that, like, yeah, we just put anything in there. Like, we just, like, get all the grease from the chicken and, like, put it in the thick shake. I'm like, no, you fucking don't. We would be able to taste that. Would we not? I guess if you are Australian and you worked at KFC, like, 10 years ago, did you put fucking chicken grease in the thick shake? Maybe that's why they stopped it. Maybe he was telling the truth, but I don't know. I feel like he was lying. Wow, that was so great that I talked about KFC, because now I know what to get for lunch. So thank you, everyone, for participating in this discussion board. Speaking of discussion boards, am I going back to uni? Survey doesn't have an answer yet. Survey says, I don't know. IDK, IDC. No, I do care. I do care. But I was going to do a PhD and then now I'm not going to do a PhD anymore. But I was thinking the other day about the time, like, this pissed me off thinking about this, because at uni I was so clueless. Like, I am clueless with stuff like people asking me out and that kind of stuff. Like, you have to say exactly what you're referring to. Otherwise I'll just be like, I don't know, like, whatever. I remembered how, and I'm pretty sure I've spoken about this before. I remembered how one time this PhD student basically asked me out and then I just didn't fucking click. They said something like, oh, what are you doing, like, after uni today or something like that. And I was like, I think I'm going to go home and play fucking Uncharted or something. Idiot. God. And this happened like twice. The same person. Oh my God. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. It's too disastrous. But yeah, that brings me to the end of this episode. I'm full of rage and desire to have chicken, so I'm going to go sort that out. If you play Overwatch, let me know in the comments, please. We need to stick together. Everyone's coming for Overwatch 2. Everyone's coming for it. And I know any press is good press. Press, 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 press. Overwatch needs all the press it can get. And I will be streaming it. I know I haven't streamed in decades, but it's fine. I will be streaming. Everyone calm down. Cool. Thank you. Stream hold the girl. And be real. Like, be real. Thank you all for listening. And I will talk to you all soon. Peace out. Bye.